Imam, coming at ya, Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. Everybody loves an Imam, so here we go. Imam 24 minutes of, and Imam stands for every minute on the minute. And all it means is the clock continues to run, and in each particular minute, there's a bit of work assigned that you have to accomplish in that minute. You do it for that minute, and when the next minute rolls around, there's a different task assigned to that minute, and you do that different task for that minute. That's all it means. So here's what we have. Every minute on the minute for 24 minutes. Minute one, box jumps. Many as you can get. 24 inches for men, 20 for women. Jump up, step down, your choice. Minute two, dumbbell power snatch. Many reps as you can get. A 50 pounder for the men, 35 for the women. Minute three, rest. Minute four, rest again. How great is that? Minute five, dumbbell push press. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Minute six, row for max calories. Minute seven, rest. Minute eight, rest. So there's 8 minutes laid out. Since it's a 24-minute AMRAP, you'll repeat what I just said three times. And so basically what you have is some one-to-one work-to-rest ratios, right? It's 2 minutes of work, 2 minutes of rest. 2 minutes of work, 2 minutes of rest. And that cycle of giving you ample rest should allow you to make this a relatively, you know, higher intensity, shorter time domain sort of a day. And so that rest is quite intentional. If you don't have a bike, you can use a rower or see the limited equipment option. And if you don't have a dumbbell, you can use a 95-pound barbell for men and a 65-pound barbell for women. Video showing box jumps, dumbbell power snatch, dumbbell push press, rower, we got you covered. Super Fitness Robot scores for this. Box jumps, 25 reps or more per minute. Power snatch, 20 or more per minute. Push press, 20 or more per minute. Calories, 20 or more for men, 15 or more per minute for women. More likely, 15 or so on the box jumps. Power snatch, 10 or more. Push press, 10 or more. Calories, 15 for men, 10 for women. Wild card option, still 24 minutes. Keeps the box jumps, okay? But now in minute number two, instead of dumbbell power snatch, we've got the devil's press. Pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25s for women. Minute three and four are again rest. On minute five, dumbbell push press, but with the lighter dumbbells, the 35s and the 25s. And minute six is row for calories. So very similar to the workout of the day, except for we're putting the devil's press in there instead of the dumbbell power snatch. And we're sticking with those dumbbells for the push press. Scaled option, 24-minute AMRAP. In place of the box jumps, I put box step-ups or jumps. Step up, step down, totally good to go. And we lowered the height, 20 inches for men, 12 for women. Dumbbell power snatch in that second minute, lowered the weight, 35-pound dumbbell for men, 25 for women. 2 minutes of rest. Then we've got the push press with those dumbbells and rowing for calories. And I wrote there, if you don't have those dumbbells, you can use a 75-pound barbell for men and a 55 for women. And of course, there's a video of the box step-ups. For the limited equipment crew, they don't have a box. So again, the blessed tuck jumps come out in place of the box jumps. They've got their dumbbells, they're good to go. But then on minute number six, since they don't have a rower, they're gonna do for 1 minute, 10-meter shuttle runs. Down and back, down and back, down and back, down and back. How far, how many can you get, I should say, in that 1 minute period? And again, when I do them, when I cross the line, I make sure that both feet cross the line, one hand touches the ground. I run back, both feet cross the line, one hand touches the ground. And that's just how I do that every time, so I know that I'm keeping the same standard each time. You don't have to do that standard, but do something that you'll be able to replicate. We've got the goal times for the limited equipment crew, and now the no equipment option, they've got no gear. So on minute one, it's tuck jumps. On minute two, it's glute bridges. Three and four are rest. Minute five is push-ups. Minute six is a 10-meter shuttle run. Minute seven and eight, rest. Accessory work, optional as always. We've got some dumbbell raises. Video showing everything that I'm talking about, but you've got some side raises, some front raises, and some bent over raises. Probably do three sets of each one of those, 8 to 12 reps per per each. If you don't want to do the dumbbell raises, you can do descent from handstand variations. There's a video there. Check out that video. See where in that progression makes sense for you to play around for a bit, and there'll be plenty of strength developed there. The other, and again, you'd choose either dumbbell raises or the descent from handstand variations. And then we've got Russian kettlebell swings. 50 to 75 Russian swings. Choose a heavy load that you can safely move, and the goal is to break this up into three or fewer sets. Cool down and stretching, glute stretch, calves and foam rolling, foam roller for the back and lats, and trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. A lot of stretching, you know, after your 5 to 15 minute cool down, a lot of stretching there because we did a lot of work in that 24 minute EMOM. Hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow is a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I will see most of you back here on Friday.